As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Handful of different Falcons topics to get to in just a few minutes from right now. Back page with Bo coming up in 20 minutes as well. Back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. We're just kind of talking about it during the break. Obviously, the Braves are closer to the Marlins than they are to the Mets currently in the standings. 9.5 games out of first place. Marlins are only 13 games out of first place, though. So they're just a bad week away from being in the cellar.
When's the last time they were in the cellar?
It would have to be during that little rebuild chunk. Like 2014, 15, 16.
Were they as bad as the Marlins?
I think maybe. They were pretty bad. They were pretty bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, that kind of puts it into the perspective,
yes.
Right? There's a lot of different ways to say it. Yeah. The Nationals are ahead of the Braves right now in the standings, and it's June 2nd.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Damn.
It's crazy. That wasn't supposed to be the case.
No, it was not. Do you, because we got a package again, thank you to Rev, do you pop the things?
You know, I don't.
You don't?
But my kids like to.
Oh, man, it's been so long since I popped one of them things. You know,
the little bubble wrap?
The bubble wrap? It's been so long. Let me get up.
There you go.
Let me hold one of those. Oh,
how satisfying
was
that?
Oh, man, that was great.
Wow. I'm going to do just a couple because I'm going to take it home because Lily loves to do it. She's going to stomp on it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Let me do a couple.
All right. There we go.
Wow. Yeah, that does. Maybe I'll do a couple more.
That'll clear you out right there.
It feels great.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Not too many.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
those are the big ones, too. You know, the little ones aren't so fun, but yeah, the big ones are good.
Yeah, that was a great and everything. But
I rolled my chair.
One of the best centers in the National Football League. The middle of one of the best offensive lines, the Detroit line, their starting center, Frank Ragnow, is retiring age 29.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, I guess he was in a camp or whatever. I think people thought it might be something to do with contract because it's new center money out there.
Yeah.
You know, it's new center money out there. Did he look at that as a standpoint? But no, they say he's retiring. 29 years old.
Interesting.
29 years old. Said Tate Ratledge and I lost the post. And some veteran are going to be battling for his position, to replace him.
I'll be honest with you. I like the idea of Tate Ratledge, the Lions center.
Dude.
Like,
he's a heck of a football player.
Yeah, he's built for it. That guy is an absolute monster on the offensive line. Now, he didn't play any center.
No, he's always a guard.
Even a little bit this year when the starting center was hurt. I want to say maybe a week or two. He might have.
He may have.
He might. And I'm sure if Rusty's listening, he'll let us know.
Yeah, he may have played center. But,
but I like the idea of him doing that.
Losing Frank, I mean, that was a stalwart in the middle of that offensive line who we think the offensive line award should be named after Penei Sewell.
Yeah.
But, that's going to be – well, at least told him early.
Yeah, they got time.
They got time to prep.
Would have been nice to know before the draft, maybe.
Maybe we could have drafted us a center.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Or maybe it's a tactic, you know?
It could be. He still want my money.
Yeah, if it is a contract.
There's some new center money out there. That center market has gone up.
That's no doubt.
Yeah.
No offense to Drew Dalman, but if Drew Dalman's getting paid like that,
yes.
Frank Ragnow needs to be paid quite a bit more than that.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe this is a tactic. You had Myles Garrett take the tact of like, well, I'm going to write this eloquent letter and put it on social media.
Is there a tie here with anybody?
Frank Ragnow and somebody here?
Yeah. Anybody know like him and Ra go back or something?
Maybe everybody likes Raheem Morris.
Everybody loves Ra, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you like maybe convince him to come to Atlanta? Is he from Georgia? Does he got a cousin that went to Tech or something?
Well, let's find out. He's from Minnesota. He's from Chanhassen, Minnesota. That's where Frank Ragnow's from. Now, he went to Arkansas.
There he's from the South, so he's been down here.
Played in the SEC.
There we go.
So there you
All
have
right.
it. He's played his whole career with the Lions, so no overlap with Raheem. Are there any free agents that the Falcons have picked up from the Lions over the last couple of years? I can't think of it.
I was about to say, does he like playing in Atlanta? Because obviously he's – I don't know. I'm just trying to find the center. But they signed their center. I'm sorry. The center is under contract.
Yeah, Ryan Newsel's under contract.
Yeah, Ryan Newsel's under contract.
But if Frank Ragnow is available, we'll take him.
Oh, yeah.
No offense to the Appalachian State Mountaineer and all that, but we'll take Frank Ragnow.
Yeah, definitely.
Three-team or four-time Pro Bowler, two-time first-team – oh, that's in college. Yeah. Three-time second-team All-Pro, including last year and the year before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you take him. We were talking earlier, Kyle Pitts. Okay, he's out. They're being careful with him. You don't be careful with healthy people in OTAs.
No.
Unless something's happened.
Right, because it's not like they're doing anything crazy anyway.
Yeah, I've not heard anything. We have not heard anything about, but from what he's saying, I'm going by what the coach is saying and our guy Joe Patrick tweeted out about it, they're being careful with
him.
So that could be anything. That could have been an off-season thing. It could have been something, him training, and maybe he did something.
I've done it
in off-season and pulled something, and I had to sit out a couple weeks of OTA. So, yeah, it happened.
More than likely, it's not a big deal.
Yes.
More than likely.
Yes.
It is a little bit interesting just with the timing and how we kind of found out about it.
Right.
Like, Joe was with us on Friday talking about how, you know, last year when Bijan had a similar situation where he kind of came into OTAs with a foot thing that he had done training, they just kind of told us. They were like, Bijan's here, but he did something to his foot previous to this. We're going to be careful with him, hold him out. He was fine by training camp and had a great season.
Right.
The Kyle Pitts one was weird because he just wasn't out there, and it was reported initially that he was not there, right?
Yeah,
that
right.
him and Caleb McGarry were kind of the two guys, and Kirk, but nobody expected Kirk to be there. That him and Caleb McGarry weren't there. We still don't know why Caleb isn't there. Maybe he is now, but we don't know why he wasn't there last week. And then the report comes out the next day that it was actually he was there. Kyle Pitts was there. He just wasn't on the field because he was dealing with a foot thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they've addressed that. This is the first time that Raheem's spoken to the media today. And Joe Patrick tweeted out that they asked him about it. Didn't go into any detail about when it happened or anything like that. But yeah, that does beg the question, like you just brought up. Was this something that happened late in the year last year and there was like a little procedure that he's now recovering from? Maybe he tweaked it training, whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't believe he's on the trade block, though. I do believe they'll listen if something blows them away. But I know that, we talked about that on Friday. I heard the boys, Dukes and Bell, talk about it. And I saw my favorite NFL insider, because he's the weirdest one of them all, Jeremy Fowler. And he was basically saying, like, if they
– he's the tallest one.
He's like,
for sure.
They're definitely not shopping him. They're not
shopping.
They're not having conversations with teams.
Right.
And unlike with the other guy who we both, whatever. But, yeah, that's basically what he was saying about it. So I don't see any – movement as far as him not being on the Falcons roster.
I would be surprised.
Yeah.
Because I have a hard time believing there's very many teams like desperate to get him.
Right.
Like, no, they're blowing Terry's phone up to try to make offers.
Yeah.
And if they're not shopping him, and maybe somebody called, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that seems unlikely to me.
I mean,
he's he's still Terry's guy.
Like, yes.
This is Terry's first draft pick.
Yes.
Terry still kind of needs him to ball out and get that second contract.
Yes.
It would really help.
Yes.
And it would also probably mean a lot of other things.
They use him right.
Too.
He'll
that
do
would be
it.
Good.
They use him right.
Yeah.
And if he's right, I'm talking about it. Because it's one thing to say using him right and all those other things, which I still don't believe they use him the correct way. But he got to put in the work also.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, you, it's a 50-50 give and take type situation. So he's got to get on that. Found out they're having joint practice against the Titans. So that means that they're not going to play in the preseason again because the joint practices, you get to work in with that.
Dang it. That's a terrible team.
It's a terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea. Absolutely.
No, I take it back. Joint practice is cool.
No, joint practice is fine.
But don't use that as game.
Yes. All of the things that, and what I love is because I would, if I wasn't working with you and I was just covering the NFL like I was before, I would still look at this stuff and be like, this is weird. That doesn't seem like enough.
Right.
But then having you to lean on and you being like, this is not enough. This is not enough practice.
Yeah.
It validates the opinion because I think I would feel like this anyway. But then to hear you be so passionate about, it's not the same.
And you don't got to play a whole game in a preseason. No, you know what? Let's not even get there.
We got plenty of time to get mad about that. When Penix can't get the snap from Newsel week one.
But they
didn't play one single snap together in the preseason. Again, then we can be mad about that.
Do they know where the joint practice is? Is it going to be here? Is it going to be here?
August 12th and 13th in Flowery Branch.
Okay, so we get a chance to see Cam Ward?
Okay, that'll be cool.
Big return to Flowery for Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley comes on back.
And Lorenzo Carter.
Ridley's going to be there.
They signed Lorenzo Carter.
Lorenzo Carter's going to be here. That's going to be a pretty good thing. Okay. So we'll get to see it because every time they have joint practice, it's usually in Miami or something like that, so we don't get to see it or anything. So we'll actually get an opportunity. I'm assuming they're open to the public.
Should
we'll
be an opportunity for the defense to feel good about themselves, too.
Yeah.
Because the Titans aren't particularly good on offense.
They're very, very young.
Remember the last couple of years they played against the Dolphins, and there you get those reports of Tyreek Hill's torching them. Tyreek Hill torches
Tyreek
everybody.
Tyreek Hill torches every damn body.
Well, we don't need everybody. We don't need these guys going into the regular season with that in the back of their mind. But going into the regular season, locking up Treylon Burks or whatever. Is he still there?
Yes. And he probably, I don't know how much longer he's going to be there. They need to move him.
Yeah, that wasn't
the good. Yeah, they need to move him. I thought he was going to be so much better because he was good in Arkansas.
He was really good
He was really good in Arkansas. But, And I know what you're thinking over there already.
We've never once mentioned Treylon Burks without also mentioning this. Maybe we can. He's going to like Flowery Branch.
He's going to love Flowery Branch, man. He's the snow bunny slayer.
Just right on over to Margaritaville at Lake Lanier.
Snow bunny slayer. Oh, shout out to the pastor.
Pastor Derek.
Pastor Derek, say
he's listening. He's trying to get you in there now.
Where? Over the chat. I mean, from what you and your wife talk about, he's awesome.
He's awesome.
He's awesome, man.
He does a great job.
Is it on TV?
They do stream it.
All right, there we go. You got me. You got me.
There you go.
Yeah.
I do wonder.
Do he want me to come in there?
It's open to everybody. Everybody's welcome.
I know that. I know that.
I think, probably specifically.
Okay,
it'd be cool.
I'll stop by one second.
Well, we got, you know what. There'll be another occasion.
Sundays are rough for me, man.
There'll be another occasion.
I
bet reverends hate streaming.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, I bet.
Because it gives people like, we'll just watch it.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
No. Yeah, you got to feel it on you. That's what my grandma would like to say. Well, you got to go in there, feel it on you.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.